Oh, I love a little Toby Mac in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and we do need the Lord. I love the fact that he's always there for us when we present our needs to him. It is 6:11, and this is Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth. We know it's Monday.
Monday.
It's the day after daylight saving time, the big spring forward event. Beyond that, we're both kind of dragging a little bit here today, but we're going to make it through. But I do need to know, Ryan, what day is it today?
Well, it is March 10th.
Yep.
I think one of the days that I discarded for today was like napping day.
Why?
Well, because I figured that'd be a shoo-in since it's the day after.
That's true.
You'd know.
Hmm.
So
I plan on taking one this afternoon.
I might. I never plan on naps because I don't like to take naps. Mm-hmm. They make me feel worse. But it's a day where one might just attack me.
Yeah.
While I'm sitting there trying to read.
Oh, sure.
You know. So it is March 10th. Mm-hmm. There are holidays today. We mentioned National Napping Day. That's mm-hmm. not one on my list here. I picked two that are real there today, and I made a third one up, and you and Beth are going to guess which is the fake day. What better to have on the day after the time change than International Bagpipe Day?
Oh, if there's anything to wake you up, it's bagpipes.
I can't even sing it, but which is probably good.
Don't.
I like them. I like them quite a bit.
Really?
I think they're really cool.
Have you ever attended a live?
I have, yeah. There's also, at college, there was a random guy who played the bagpipes at all hours of the day and night. You'd all of a sudden Saturday morning hear the Scottish pipes coming over the hills because he was out at the soccer field and you knew where he was because.
That's where he had to be. He was out at the soccer field.
And he was pretty good at it. So
That
was his thing.
We had one at my grandmother's funeral.
Oh, okay.
My uncle decided he wanted one and was actually at the gravesite. And we actually had to do like a test before the site mm-hmm. itself. And this poor guy, he had to be way on the other side of the cemetery. So he wasn't too loud.
So it wasn't deafening everybody.
Yeah. So, they're finishing up and it was time for him to do it. My uncle turns around and is like, okay,
go for it.
It was very funny.
Oh, yeah.
Loved it.
So today may or may not be International Bagpipe Day. Mm-hmm. It's National Pack Your Lunch Day.
Mm-hmm.
You celebrate this by doing what you do every day if you're me.
I do almost every day myself.
What did I bring? Oh, yeah, leftovers.
Nice.
And then we have Chocolate Pavlova Day.
Oh, okay.
I've had the regular pavlova, but the chocolate pavlova.
I've never had a pavlova.
Yeah. Crisp, airy, meringue shell, infused with rich cocoa, topped with whipped cream.
Mm. Mm.
Bring one in today.
Wow. Okay.
Looks like a bit of work to make happen, but anyway.
No kidding.
A dessert, pack your lunch, and International Bagpipe Day.
Hmm. Interesting. I chocolate pavlova. I don't know if I've ever seen a pavlova.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Like the regular ones are white and like they have meringue peaks and it looks like a big fluffy snowball.
Oh, you don't have to convince me that it's delicious, but I don't think I've ever seen one.
Kind of crispy. And,
yeah. Yum. And then pack your lunch. Hmm. Okay. I'd much rather have the pavlova over like a PB&J any day.
Yeah, maybe take a slice of that and throw it in your lunch.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Mm-hmm. Although I have like a gourmet jam right now in my fridge.
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah. I don't know why.
Doesn't take much to make us happy about what the food is.
No, I know. There you go. Okay, I guess I got to pick one here.
Yep.
I got to pick one. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say you made up National Pack Your Lunch Day.
You're wrong.
No, that's today. Pack your lunch, folks.
Wow.
Like normal.
It's a very normal day. Okay.
I don't do the peanut butter and jelly, though. That's usually, I think that's the standard packed lunch, and there's too many carbs in that.
Yeah. I typically do my cold cut sandwich. Which I didn't do today. I actually don't have a lunch today. I got to go home and get it. All right.
Or you could just defy the day and go out and get something.
Oh, Yeah, I should eat what I have in the house.
The National Pack Your Lunch Police will come find you.
There's that. That's that. Ooh, yeah, they could today. Okay, so a chocolate pavlova or bagpipes?
Mm-hmm. One of those is fake.
Mm-hmm. You haven't messed with me regarding the chocolate stuff for a long time.
Mm.
A long time. But pavlova's really weird. So, but bagpipes, that's weird too.
Mm.
That is weird. I don't even know. What a horrible Monday choice.
Come on.
Ryan. This is terrible.
Just take your
okay.
Pick.
Yeah, I'm going to have to pick. All right. I'm going to say you made up chocolate pavlova day.
Did I last week go to Google and type in, give me 10 obscure chocolate desserts so I can pick a fake day? I sure did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So there is such a thing as a chocolate pavlova. There's no day for it. The pictures are delectable looking.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Maybe try. No, I don't have the time for that. International Bagpiping Day is today.
All right.
Pack your lunch day.
Bagpipe players unite.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd love to hear one. Yeah. We'll play again tomorrow. Here's Never, Tasha Layton, Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth.